Hello, Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to a 5-Minute Fresh Start. I'm in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. I'm going to read out of the Amplified off my phone here. It says, "Love endures all with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful. Love is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag. It's not proud or arrogant. It's not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with all truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things and remains steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. Prophecies, they will pass away. Tongues, they will cease. Gifts of special knowledge, it'll pass away." So when you look at this, the definition of love, one of the main things that I have learned in Christianity is that mature Christians, those that walk in true holiness and righteousness, are not moved by circumstances. They don't change because of what's changing in the environment. They love the same, whether somebody dislikes them or hates them or despitefully uses them, as they do as somebody that blesses them and caters to them. They are not moved by lack. The Bible says a perfect person, when patience has reached its perfect place, we lack nothing. Everyone that has lack doesn't see it because they are content with where they're at. They know that God is their provider. So when it comes to love, you know, true love, the fruit of the spirit of love, we walk in consistency. You know, when you look at the message here, if I go back, it says love endures with patience and serenity. It's kind, thoughtful, not jealous or envious. So love endures with patience. What does that mean? Love puts up with what's going on with great patience. It's not jealousy or envious. When you're jealous or envious, you're basically despising the other person. You know, love says, "I'm happy for you. I'm not jealous or envious. I'm just really happy that God's blessing you." It doesn't brag. It's not proud or arrogant or rude. So, it knows its place. We get love and we walk in love because we see something different than the world. We see a bigger picture. We see Jesus high and lifted up. We see that he paid for our sins, that really we're not the center of the universe, that what happens to us is not the center of the universe, that the kingdom of God and heaven is our eternity. That's where we're going to end up. We're going to end up in heaven. So why should we disobey our king and hate and anger and be rude down here? You know, the Bible is telling us that love is very patient. You know, it doesn't have a short wick. It doesn't get angry quick, you know, and it says love never fails. When you look at walking in love, you know, we can't fail if we walk in love. The Bible says that we heap hot coals on the heads of those that are trying to provoke us to anger, trying to get under our skin, because we are consistent and we walk in love. You know, so when you look at God's demand for us to walk as Jesus walked on the earth, he's really telling us that we should be different. We should stand out. That our light should shine. Our fruit should be seen. That when people meet us, they see somebody that's consistent. That somebody that's content. Somebody that's not moved. You know, when we look at the politics today, there's plenty of opportunity to hate, to be angry, to lose control. But the Bible tells us to pray for those that don't know, to lift those up that don't understand. And so that's our duty. That's our call. That's our purpose. We need to walk the earth as Jesus walked. So please share, follow, and like this video. And then please pray about becoming a partner for $25 a month or more. You can give as little as $10, but we're praying, we're believing for 400 $25 a month or more donors, so we can have this foundation of finances in our ministry to keep building curriculums and to keep giving those curriculums away. Last month, we had 5,500 visitors to our curriculum site from a Google ad that we placed. I'm doing a third of what I want to do. You know, we need more monthly dollars so that I can increase that number. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us. God bless and have a great, great day.